Greetings, friends. This is Steve Dupuy for the Bible News Prophecy Program. Today, I want to talk about ravenous wolves and grumblers. Let's start out by reading about ravenous wolves in Matthew 7, verse 15. Beware of false prophets who come to you in sheep's clothing, but inwardly they are ravenous wolves. The ravenous wolves that come to us in sheep's clothing are false prophets within the continuing church of God. These false prophets are not the wolves that are outside the congregation. I'll come back and give an example of those wolves shortly, but first, let's continue reading Matthew 7, verses 16 and 20. Matthew 7, verse 16. You will know them by their fruits. Do men gather grapes from thorn bushes or figs from thistles? Now verse 20. Therefore, by their fruits you will know them. These verses are telling us we will know the ravenous wolves by their fruits. A ravenous wolf will sometimes try to separate the flock and destroy them one by one, and sometimes a ravenous wolf will try to destroy the flock all at once. A ravenous wolf is one that has a certain amount of bitterness or jealousy, and the specific intent is to destroy as much of the congregation as they claim to be a part of. Either that or through greed, they want to steal the sheep and start their own congregation. Let's look at Satan as an example. We know that Satan started out as a light bringer until iniquity was found in him. When iniquity was found in Satan, he became a ravenous wolf. God did not create iniquity in Satan. Satan allowed iniquity to enter into him and puff him up like an ephah of leaven. Then Satan, like a ravenous wolf, tried to destroy the heavenly host. Trying to convince the other angels that he was supreme to God and or that God was somehow unfair. Satan is a major source of the motives of the human ravenous wolf. And rest assured, the scriptures are telling us that ravenous wolves and false prophets are prophesied to be within our own congregation. Are any trying to destroy the congregation? You will know them by their fruits. Let me give you an example of a ravenous wolf in the Worldwide Church of God during the late 1980s after Herbert Armstrong's death. I was a member of the Worldwide Church of God beginning in the early 80s. During that time, Mr. Armstrong, along with all the other ministers, repeatedly urged us from the pulpit to not believe them, but to believe our Bibles. For example, we were not to accept the Sabbath as being the seventh day of the week, just on their say-so. We were told to prove the Seventh-day Sabbath by studying our own Bibles, which we all claimed to do, myself included. We were even given a Sabbath-related document from a Roman Catholic cardinal that basically said you could search the Bible from cover to cover and never find any author's day authorized by God for the Sabbath other than Saturday, the seventh day of the week. The only authorization for Sunday comes from the Roman Catholic Church, which has the power to change the Sabbath from Saturday to Sunday. I paraphrase that, but that was the meaning of the paper from the Roman Catholic Church. When we were presented with that paper in the days of the Worldwide Church of God, our reaction was the same as it is today in the continuing Church of God. None of us thought for a second of changing our belief from the Sabbath being the seventh day of the week to the Sabbath being the first day of the week, even though the Roman Catholic cardinal claimed to have the authority to do so. We did not just believe Herbert Armstrong, we believed the Bible, or so we thought. Then Mr. Armstrong died, and along comes his successor, Joseph Tkach Sr. When Mr. Armstrong died and Mr. Tkach took the reins of the Worldwide Church of God, there were about 150,000 members of the church. In time, one of the decisions Mr. Tkach made was to proclaim that the Seventh-day Sabbath was not a requirement. It was fine if you still wanted to observe the Seventh-day Sabbath, but Sunday was okay too. This announcement caused a great division within the body of Christ. 90,000 people eventually followed Mr. Tkach, the ravenous wolf, myself included. 90,000 of us that scoffed at the cardinal 90,000 of us that did not simply believe Mr. Armstrong, but supposedly believed our Bible. 90,000 of us that supposedly had proven all things followed a ravenous wolf at the drop of a hat. Judah Koch, as a ravenous wolf, basically took 2/3 of the congregation of the Worldwide Church of God out of the truth. That ravenous wolf was within our congregation, not without. Ravenous wolves such as Satan and Mr. Koch seem to be in a leadership position within their organization. Grumblers, on the other hand, seem to be ordinary congregants like you and me. Let's read a warning about grumblers from Jude, Jude 3, verse 4. Certain men have crept in unnoticed who long ago were marked out for this condemnation, ungodly men who turn the grace of our God into lewdness and deny the only Lord God and our Lord Jesus Christ. Notice, Jude is telling us these ungodly men are among us. They are not outside of our congregation. They are part of our congregation. Now let's drop down to verse 16. Jude 6, 3, verse 16. These are grumblers, complainers, walking according to their own lusts, and they mouth great swelling words, flattering people to gain advantage. In verse 16, we can find the description of the ungodly people that crept in from verse 3. The ungodly people are grumblers and complainers. Notice, they speak flattering words in order to feign friendship of the people they want to take advantage of. Once a camaraderie is established with someone, these ungodly men then start grumbling about others in the flock, especially about the leadership. Let's notice some related verses in the Old Testament about tale-bearers. God warned his people not to be bearing tales. Let's look at Proverbs 26, verse 20 and verse 22. Verse 20. Where there is no wood, the fire goes out. And where there is no tale-bearer, strife ceases. Verse 22. The words of a tale-bearer are like tasty trifles, and they go down into the inmost body. Now let's look at Leviticus 19, verse 16. You shall not go about as a tale-bearer among your people. Grumblers and complainers also tend to be tale-bearers, which causes strife. A little leaven leavens the whole lump. Do not partake of their leaven. In the book of Acts, Paul warns us again of both the wolves and the grumblers. Let's read Paul's warning in Acts 20, verses 29 and 30. For I know this, that after my departure, savage wolves will come in among you, not sparing the flock. Also from among yourselves, men will rise up, speaking perverse things to draw away the disciples after themselves. In verse 29, Paul warns us about the savage, ravenous wolves that will come into our congregation, not sparing the flock. Notice, these wolves are not outside the continuing church of God. They are among us. Now notice verse 30 starts out with also. So what follows in verse 30 is something that occurs in addition to the savage wolves entering our congregation. Verse 30 states, also from among yourselves men will arise. Again, from within our own congregation, men will arise, speaking perverse things to draw away disciples after themselves. These are the same grumblers spoken of in Jude. God has warned us this will happen to the churches of God. God has warned us this will happen to us. This is not a one-time event that would only happen to the churches Paul visited. God is warning us of an ongoing assault on the saints that will continue until Jesus returns. The wolves and grumblers we just read about are within the body of Christ. Yet there are wolves and grumblers outside the body of Christ that we need to be aware of also. The only goal of the wolves outside the body of Christ is to destroy the body altogether. Let's read about those wolves in Matthew 10, verses 16 and 17. Matthew 10, verse 16. Behold, I send you out as sheep among the wolves, in the midst of wolves. I'm going to start that over. Matthew 10, verse 16. Behold, I send you out as sheep in the midst of wolves. Therefore, be wise as serpents and harmless as doves. But beware of men, for they will deliver you up to councils and scourge you in the synagogue. We see in verse 16 that Jesus sends us out as sheep among wolves. We see in verse 17 that the only interest of these wolves is to destroy the flock. Now let's take a look at the grumblers and flatterers that will come into the church very soon now. These grumblers and flatterers aren't even a part of us. They are just destroyers. We will start reading about them in Daniel 11, verses 32 and 34. Those who do wickedly against the covenant, he shall corrupt with flattery. But the people who know their God shall be strong and carry out great exploits. And those of the people who understand shall instruct many. Yet for many days they shall fall by sword and flame, by captivity and plundering. Now when they fall, they shall be aided with a little help, but many shall join them in intrigue. These verses are talking about a time directly ahead of us when the King of the North is enraged with the Philadelphian Christians and organizationally the continuing Church of God. He corrupts anyone and everyone that will do wickedly against the Holy Covenant people. We see in verse 34 that many will join with us by intrigue or flatteries. These are the grumblers that are outside the body. These are the grumblers that are outside the body of Christ, but are trying to get in for the purpose of destruction and personal gain. We may or may not be able to readily recognize by sight the ravenous wolves and grumblers within or without our flock. But in our heart of hearts, we shall know them by their fruits. This is Steve Dupuy for the Bible News Prophecy Program.